Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we have our new friend, James Cusimano, here, too. James has led a very interesting life, folks. He's been an entertainer, a scientist, a corporate executive, an entrepreneur. He was in the hospitality business. That makes me want to ask him, I know what he was feeling, but what was he thinking? And now he's an author, and he's had a long and very successful career, and those are the kind of folks I want to listen to. I want to ask them what they did right, but I really want to ask them what they did wrong, and how do they balance all of that in the middle. And he's actually created a book, written a book called Balance, The Life Balance Connection, that will help you answer those questions. But we're going to give you a little peek into the book right now. James Cusimano, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure, Jim, and it's actually a privilege to speak with you and your audience and share some thoughts that I have.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on your career, which is not nearly over yet. I know that. And,
no.
And your book, too. Congratulations on that endeavor. Talk to my audience about,
sure.
About
well, first
your...
of all, the name of the book is called Balance the Business Life Connection, and you can learn about it at its website, www.balancethebusinesslifeconnection.com, all one word. Mm-hmm. And basically what has happened is I'm at this point in my life, I have my passion is to share what I've learned, what worked and what didn't work, and I basically have lived five lives, and I hope I have more to come. And I've started out as a youngster, as a successful rock star with the lead singer with the Royal Teens. We had a song called Short Shorts. You may remember that back in the late 50s. And then got a degree, a doctorate in physical chemistry, and became a research scientist for Exxon, ultimately a director of research for them, and then moved to Silicon Valley to start my own company. We founded two public companies. One of them was on the NASDAQ, Catalytica Pharmaceuticals. We built to a $1 billion firm in terms of its market value, sales of $500 million a year, before our biggest competitor made ourselves, our shareholders, a deal they couldn't refuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, for personal reasons, I went into the feature film business and made a movie. It's my fourth career. And I did that for my wife, who's now deceased, but she was a writer for Hollywood for screenplays, and she had written a screenplay called What Matters Most. We ultimately made it into a movie, and it's been distributed over the past several years in 50 countries, so it was quite a success and quite a legacy for her. And then finally met my current wife a few years ago, and she imported me to Prague in the Czech Republic, where she had bought a rundown castle. And
wow.
She was an expert in renovation of heritage properties. So I said,
I've restored old properties before, James. And how many times did you look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
What was I thinking? Probably nothing. Well, I got to tell you, I've restored properties too, but when I saw this thing, I asked my wife, Inez, I said, are you sure this is restorable? But she was the genius behind it, and the long and short of it is it's called Chateau Mecely, M-C-E-L-Y, and it's located in a forest just outside of Prague. It's a five-star luxury hotel, spa, and restaurant. We have one of
the What is the one thing above all that in all those adventures that you've had, and that's what I'm going to call them, and all of those adventures, what is the one thing that was the common denominator for your success?
I would say the common denominator.
Your intelligence, hard work, luck,
it's definitely not IQ or EQ. Those are important, but I think the thing, if I had to give myself credit for anything, it was to recognize the giants in my life. And in the first chapter of my book, I talk about that, that nobody, I don't care whether it's Albert Einstein or Gandhi, you name it, nobody changes the world or does anything important in this world without standing on the shoulders of some giant who gives that, lets them see a little bit further and gives them some idea of where to go, especially at a crossroads. Because all of these things were, you know, my lives have been in entertainment and in science and technology, and but they've all happened at crossroads where I had to make very serious decisions, and people helped me do that. And I would say, so the one thing is are the giants in my life. The second thing is,
were you fortunate enough to be around those people? Did you seek them out?
I think,
did you ask them to be mentors, or did they just become your mentors?
No, they popped out of nowhere. And I wanted to say something about that. I think giants appear in all of our lives. And the only thing is, you've got to listen real carefully to understand what they're telling you, because many times we just pass them over, and that's a big mistake.
And, something else I learned, James, is that sometimes they don't tell you anything, but they allow you to watch them do whatever they do, and you don't hear anything. And it may take years to realize this, but you wind up figuring out that they gave you the gift of watching them make mistakes or succeeding.
Exactly. You know, transmission or communication can be a lot of different ways. Watching someone and just getting the spirit of what they do, you may not even realize how much it's affecting you at the time. So I think that's the one thing.
The reason I wanted to land on that a minute is because one of the things I've tried to help young people realize is that a lot of people talk about mentors. When you and I were coming up, there wasn't any conversation about mentors. The term wasn't even used. But now there is a lot of it going on, and I want to remind people that my mentors never knew they were being my mentors. I never asked any of my mentors to be my mentors. They just were, and I paid attention.
No, you know, Jim, you're absolutely. Just let me give you one example of what you're talking about. When I was the director of catalytic research for Exxon in New Jersey, and my boss, he loved me. We had a great relationship. And I went to him very honestly and told him, I said, John, and John Sinfield, he's deceased now, but he had been nominated for a number of awards, including the Nobel Prize. Very bright man. And I went to him, I said, look, I'm really getting tired of Exxon because it's too bureaucratic. I love it. I've learned a lot. And I think I'd like to start my own company. And he encouraged me to think seriously about doing it. And he really didn't want to lose me. But he said, look, think about what you do, what you know best, what your passions are. And that's what led me to go to Silicon Valley to make the changes.
The book is called Balance the Business Life Connection by James A. Cusimano. You don't want to check it out, folks. Available wherever books are sold. James and I will be right back. More to come. When we come back, I'm going to ask James about his mistakes. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.